with us to start our season. We are so thrilled for Robin Lindsay. That pass is taken away. Spectacular takeaway by Miles Purchase on the intended catch for Dominic Leavitt.
Miles Purchase with an interception for the Chargers. And what happened there is the ball gets thrown. It's kind of in the arms of the receiver, and Purchase kind of comes away with it and starts to return it up the field.
Okay.
Again, I was one of the seven people awake watching the second half of this game. I already said earlier today, I was assembling table and chairs, like children's table and chairs. So I was awake. And Collinsworth on that play did something that he occasionally does, which is, I'll just call it endearing. How about that? Instead of being a hater.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've never seen anything like that before. Which, of course,
he definitely has.
You definitely have seen that before.
He definitely has seen that
before. And I was immediately transported to last year. I believe it was the opener last year, which was Chiefs-Ravens.
Yeah.
And Lamar, on a keeper, cut to his left.
Mm-hmm.
And Collinsworth dropped. It's early in the season. Maybe he just like forgets football and he's brand new. He's like, let's look at this game. Lamar made that move last year, and Collinsworth said, how does he do that? I've never seen anyone do that. And just juked left.
Uh-huh.
And last night, it's a play he's never seen before, which you've all seen this play. It's a nice play by this Miles Purchase character.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to football. Welcome back, football.
We're complaining about Collinsworth.
Listen,
well, Collinsworth, you know, like, listen, he's just a happy person.
Football.
He's just always excited about everything.
He is. And
he's always smiling. He's always happy.
Football exists to give us something to both love and complain about. That's why we love it.
Is he not, though? He's not the worst color. He's not the most complained about color commentator, because that would be Tom Brady, I think. Right? I feel like Romo gets more complaints now than Collinsworth does.
I think Collinsworth might be the most complained about.
Really?
Yeah.
More than Romo? Romo is imitated a lot now.
Right. Romo is
Jim!
Sometimes unintelligible, just screaming, shouting. Whereas Collinsworth says things like, you know, Caleb Williams could learn a thing or two from Tyson Bagent. And this guy reminds me of a young Mahomes.
Right, like the Collinsworth thing is more about everything is he loves Mahomes.
Yes.
It all comes back to that. Romo, it's more he's not even really trying. He's just showing up and screaming.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably worse. And then Brady, it's just he's bad at it. And nobody wants him there.
He got better, I think, didn't he?
I mean.
Didn't he get better?
He got better from, he was so bad at the beginning. Like even just with the mechanics of like he would talk through plays and it couldn't have got worse.
No.
I didn't notice him being terrible in the Super Bowl. There you go.
803-0550 if you want to give us a ring. I'm going to give you one name to watch, by the way, here at the Blue and Red tonight. If you're going to the game or the practice, I'll give you a name to watch. I need a new player to be a truther on. So here it comes.
Because you've lost the Tyrell Shavers truther status, I guess.
Well, people seem to like Shavers.
Everyone likes Shavers.
Yeah, I've liked him for a couple of years now, and he was out with the ankle injury. He had a nice camp last year. I don't know if there's ever a spot for him. So Shavers is Shavers is well known. So here's your next name. Your next.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker. It's a wide receiver. but.
Is this your Andy Isabella?
Maybe.
That was my guy. He never got going.
Christian Wilkerson. Every couple minutes, I'm looking up at camp when I'm there. And who's that? It was Christian Wilkerson with a nice catch. All right.
Okay.
Who is this Christian Wilkerson character? And turns out he's been in the league. He's played a couple games. He was with the Raiders. He's with the Patriots. He had a two-year gap in there, and he's hanging out with the Bills, making plays in training camp.
Uh-huh.
He's played in six games, and like let's just consider something. Is Christian Wilkerson secretly a gamer? He's played six games. He has three touchdowns.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 28 years old.
4 for 42 and two touchdowns with the Patriots, and then 2 for 18 and a touchdown with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, while these receiver injuries have piled up, Samuel hurt, Moore just getting back, and Shavers going out for a little bit, and the Bills got probably a little bit of an extended look at some of the depth guys, and I think Wilkerson has been all right.
Can I ask, I want to make sure. You're... you're not doubling things he's doing because he wears 82 and there's also a 32 Deion Kane.
No, it's definitely Wilkerson.
Because it would be easy to confuse 32 and 82, I think.
I have seen him, yeah.
Okay.
Backing this up, just seeing here, Joe B. has Wilkerson as one of his under-the-radar players.
I'm looking up right now because he's 28.
Yeah, like
has he been a UFL guy, maybe? There's no reference of UFL or anything on Wikipedia, so maybe not.
But he's out of the league for 2 years, then with the Raiders, and now he's hanging out with the Bills. So keep an eye on number 82.
All right.
All-time greatest Bill to wear number 82 is?
Josh Reed. No, that can't be right. Or maybe.
I mean, Don Beebe? He's
82,
right? Don
Beebe's got to be ahead of Josh Reed, I would think. More recently? I mean, receivers don't wear 82 anymore. It's not even a great tight end number, right?
No, it's kind of a lost number.
82? I don't even know. Who's the best 82 in the league right now?
The best 82 in the league.
Has there ever been a great 82? Maybe there's never been a great 82 anywhere.
Well, here comes Christian Wilkerson to take it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a immediate guy that comes to mind for that. He's not going to make the team, though.
No, probably not.
Best case scenario is he's practice squad, and maybe he's a special teamer, and maybe he gets a catch or two at some point in the season.
Butch on the east side. Hey, Butch, what's up?
Hey, my guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love MSG, love WGR. To the fans who listen and watch, I definitely love each and every one of you. I'm going to get right to it, but before I get there, the best 82 that ever played in the Buffalo Bills, his name is Frank Lewis. Played wide receiver, played with Jerry Butler, top of the line. Don Beebe comes after him. But anyway, moving forward, I was wanting to just say this is the perfect opportunity for the Buffalo Bills to solidify their football team. We have some baggage that's good talent, young talent, and we're spending money that they might not be on this team no more. We got James Cook, we got Matt Milano, we got A.J. Epineza. If I'm Brandon Bean, I'll take all three of those. Put a number two pick next year and a number three the following year. Send it to Dallas and get Michael Parsons over here. Because he's Penn State guy, Pagula guy. Bring him here, pay him, and let's move forward with it and build our defense and build our future team. Long time ago, though, thanks for taking my call, is we had a guy named Shane Cowan. Again, came out of Penn State, middle linebacker. That same year, we went ahead and got a blockbuster and got Cornelius Bennett. My thing is, right now we got Joey Bosa here. We got a nice young defense. The crew came in this year, added to last year. You go and get Michael Parsons. Give up an A.J. Epineza, a Matt Milano, and a James Cook. A two next year, three the following year. Get it done. Let's move forward. Go get some Super Bowls. Thanks for taking my call. I love each and every one of you, man.
Thanks, Butch. We got to get a board in here. Days since A.J. Epineza has been traded again. Reset that thing to zero. Micah Parsons.
I mean, Sal even mentioned it in the last segment a little as an idea.
Micah Parsons did say he is farther apart with the Cowboys than last week.
Did you see his tweet last night?
I did not see a tweet last night.
Someone tweeted a picture of him and Trayvon Diggs hanging out at training camp, and Parsons quote tweeted it with the meme or the gif of Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys when they knuckle touch and say one last time.
All right. It's a nice poll. Not bad.
Which would imply this is his last year in Dallas.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I have the all-time player to wear number 82 in the NFL.
Oh, someone tweeted in Jason Witten.
He's the second best. According to Pro
Football. Second best?
Pro Football Reference's value added.
Okay.
The number one player to ever wear the number 82.
It's better than Jason Witten.
Barely better than Jason Witten, but better. It's not John Stallworth. It's not Izzy Newsome. Those guys were 82 as well. John Taylor with the 49ers way back when.
Okay.
Dwayne Bowe.
He had like an 18-touchdown season or something.
The correct answer is the most approximate value added from anybody ever wearing number 82 is former Jaguars wide receiver Jimmy Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember. He was good, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they would say he's very good.
He and Keenan McCardell. Hey, congratulations to Brian D. from Hamburg for winning this week's Encore Golf Friday foursome. You scored an 18-hole round of golf at Diamond Hawk Golf Course. $25 Encore Golf gift card and a dozen Encore golf balls. You can still enter the Encore Golf Friday foursome contest at WGR550.com.